half of the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program. First week of February, and the Doug Steffens website is busy working over a number of items that are of interest. Our poll yesterday, your favorite event at the Winter Olympics. Let's see what won that, Kenny. 38% said they liked skating.
Really?
Huh. I guess I didn't register. 16% said other. Let's see. 11% said they liked curling. 10% said skiing. 9% said the bobsled. 8% said the luge. 6% said hockey. 5% said snowboarding. All right. So are you all hepped up about the Olympics? I know I am not at all. I don't care about the Olympics. Does that sound crass? I'm here to talk about, for the most part, what the big issues of the day are and things that people are interested in. I find in my own world the most compelling conversation is about Jay Leno and his leaving The Tonight Show. So if you watched last night, you saw the monologue, you saw all the tributes from all those people that were there. It was very nice, very warm. I've heard just the audio. I haven't seen the show yet, but I'm going to somehow or other go through Hulu or NBC website, whatever it is, to catch it, because I think that there's an important bit of Americana that goes with him going. Now, what about the Olympics? By the way, Roberta is stuck in a snowbank in Rhode Island. I don't know where Richie's is in a snowbank someplace. Jennifer is in a snowbank in Los Angeles. So it's Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, and you with the conversation about the things that we all love to talk about. And that is different with each day. That's what's so wonderful and compelling about being able to do this for a living. I have a mind that fortunately, and I knock on wood, I've been able to remember lots of things over the years. I'm a quick study, and I hear and pick things up by reading. It's just neat to be able to absorb all this stuff and then be able to regurgitate. Maybe that doesn't sound too pleasant, but to repeat or engage you in some way with all these things that are going on. It's just lots and lots of fun. And from time to time, because of the nature of the way I do this program and the way Kenny is, because Kenny's devoted, this is like his life is devoted. Do you feel like that sometimes? Your life is devoted to me and this program?
Yeah, it's a big part of my life, but yeah. I wouldn't say it's...
All right, so I
wouldn't go that far.
All right, so I'm not over-dramatizing you and your involvement, because you love your wife and you have the kids at home and family and all that sort of thing. But what Kenny does do with much of his day is listen to make sure that we're on top of things, or he tries to keep me on top of things. He listens to a lot of talk radio programs, and we use some of that in our weekly talk radio countdown show, which many of you hear. Many of these same stations carry the three-hour overview that I do of the hot hits, like a music survey. It's a music show without music. You know, Ryan Seacrest without Ryan Seacrest. It's Doug Steffen, and there's no music. It's not the American Top 40. It's the top 10 hits of the week, conversationally. And certainly Jay Leno is there. But the focus on the Olympics and the security concerns on people's minds may be more than the individual events. As I go through, look at those events that we just did on the poll. It doesn't look like there's... if you're going to get a big audience, it's going to be for the opening day and maybe for three or four of the events. But there are literally hundreds of events, right? This is 1,400 square miles of Russia that has engaged itself to provide the quote-unquote entertainment. Because that's really what the... Isn't that what sports is? The Olympics are entertainment, right? How else do you look at it? I mean, the people that are involved are very serious about it. But isn't this just another form of entertainment, Kenny?
Sure.
What else? Oh,
yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, how else would you categorize it? At any rate, because the focus has been we've had a curve in the road here because of the security concerns, because of the worry that there's going to be either a plane blown up or some building blown up there. There are a lot of people talking about that, and that includes a couple of hosts named Lauren Kahn and Anna DeVlantes, who here have a conversation with Peter Brooks from the Heritage Foundation about these security concerns over there.
How is this ring of steel holding up?
In general, there's some news this morning. I think it came out of Bloomberg saying that they've got wanted posters for 11 suspected terrorists inside that ring of steel.
Well, so this is like 65 miles by 25 miles,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's huge. It's huge. And, of course, we had those. I don't know if this is different from the group of three to five they were looking for a week or two ago, a couple of black widows, these female terrorist bombers, and a couple of men. So I just saw this morning, and I haven't seen a lot of other reporting on that, so I don't. I hope it's incorrect, but the fact is that they could be still looking for people inside that.
So what's this ring of steel then made of?
And the problem is that I talk about it. I mean, this is very serious, obviously, is that, you know, these games were chosen in 2007. This insurgency has been going on for 20 years. If I were a bad guy, I would be thinking about putting a sleeper cell or something inside of this well before they set up this ring of steel, which has only been a month or so. I know they've been looking at things for a while, and obviously because of the games coming up. But there's a lot of real challenges for the Russians in these games.
Well, let's talk about that, because there's been all kinds of criticism. Can Russia handle it alone? Are they welcoming at all? Are they welcoming enough of the international community helping them with this security, this massive security effort, keeping these Olympics? Olympic athletes and the Olympics themselves safe? Do you feel there? Where would you put that status right now, Peter?
Well, I wrote about this in the Boston Herald yesterday. That was my concern, because the Russians, you know, you have to look at Vladimir Putin and you know his, you know, sort of his background, former KGB, you know, didn't like the way the Cold War ended, not pro-American, very bad relationship with Barack Obama. You know, kind of there's a sort of nationalistic pride that's going on here. This is Russia's first Olympics since 1980, which really weren't the Olympics. 65 countries didn't come because of the invasion of Afghanistan. Their first Winter Olympics, a big public relations sort of thing. And I think they're making a mistake here. I hope that what's going on in front of the cameras, the bravado that's going on in front of the cameras, isn't indicative of what's going on behind the scenes in terms of intelligence sharing and other things, because international cooperation is key to fighting international terrorism. And while people think about this as a local issue, it's not.
All right. So here's something for us to be thinking about. With the beginning of the Olympics, how many millions of people, not only here in our country, but all around the world, are going to be watching these games? The majority of us will watch them late, because I don't think they have, how many different, there's four different channels, I think, on cable, right, that NBC owns. Am I right with that, Kenny?
I think it's a couple extra pay-per-view specifically for the Olympics.
Right. Okay. So if you're going to watch, you will be amazed probably by the athleticism displayed. That's very cool. That's what I'm interested in. I want to see the end result. I don't want to watch all of the stuff, how the sausage is made. I just want to see the highlights at the end and who it is that's winning. And, you know, that we're always going to root for our home teams. But here's something to beware of. Official Olympic merchandise available through a number of sources. But my friend Stephen J.J. Wiseman alerted me to this. He's the lawyer that has the Scamicide website. There are counterfeit goods all over the place. Scams everywhere. So if you're interested in buying things, you ought to first familiarize yourself with Olympic logos and the graphics and the branding. And the only real way to make sure you're getting all of that stuff is to go to the official website of the Olympics. That's the way to be certain you're getting official Olympic merchandise. Otherwise, you're going to get ripped off. Pretty much, that's, you can be guaranteed that that's what's going to happen. Go to the official Olympic website, which I believe is Sochi2014.com, Sochi2014.com. If it opens in French or Russian, you click on the small EN on the left side to switch to English. Click on the word shop at the top left side of the home page. Start shopping. You want to check out a product found elsewhere or report counterfeit merchandise. You can do that. There's a way of doing that. I think you click on authentication if you want to. Most of you are going to want to buy U.S. merchandise. You go to teamusa.org. That's teamusa.org. I was reading something from the Better Business Bureau, Kenny, reminding everybody that most collectible merchandise is manufactured in large quantities and rarely rises in value. So if you think you're buying something that's a limited edition, you probably are, you know, whatever you pay for it, that's all you're ever going to get for it, unless it's still around 100 years from now, and we have something that happens that is really stupendous and superb regarding one of the American individuals or one of the American teams. All right? So there are also If you can believe it, at this late date, because not a lot of tickets have been sold, you can still buy the tickets. But getting over there, man, I wouldn't want to go over there, frankly. Make no, all your purchases. Would you, Kenny? I mean, I wouldn't want to go over there.
No way.
Make your purchases with a credit card. That way you can track it. I don't know how else, what else, PayPal or something. If you're shopping online, use a credit card. And make sure, no matter what, you've heard this three or four times already, don't engage an email with anybody who's over there because they're all hacked. Don't give anybody any information. Don't do it. The word today is that every single news person, every single person involved in the Olympics, one way or another, has been hacked, and much of it by the Soviets themselves. So don't get yourself involved in that whatsoever. So hopefully that'll help you out. A few words to the wise sufficient here at 17 after. This is Doug Steffens. Good day for Friday.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
If you're a homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your commitment. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for homeowners who are current on their mortgage payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. More than 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Get ready for spring with your free gift of Lancome's top sellers exclusively at Macy's. Choose your favorites in skincare and makeup along with a cosmetics bag. All valued at $112 with any $35 minimum Lancome purchase. Spend $70 or more and receive additional top sellers in eyeshadow shades, Bifacil makeup remover, and your choice of eye cream. Qualify with Genifique Youth Activating Serum, your first step day and night for radiant skin. Visit your Lancome counter today for your free spring gift. Only at Macy's.
It's 21 after the hour on the Friday Doug Steffen Good Day program. How do you do?
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry, HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Things about a Good Day program is we have lots of different interests and the ability technically to bring you lots of bits and pieces of sound from lots of different sources other than our lips and our minds. By the way, speaking of lips, these are the Flaming Lips along with Sean Lennon performing last night on the David Letterman program, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, as a run-up to the tribute that starts today and runs through the weekend, the 50th anniversary of the Beatles coming to America for the first time. Original Lucy in the Sky does, but it's an interesting way to bring in the...
They're doing a good job with it, that's for sure. Yeah, and it is a great way to...
All right, what happened, actually, this is from David Letterman's program last night, and here he is, actually, Letterman joking about the Beatles and the anniversary from the same stage. He's doing his program at the Ed Sullivan
Theater. The Beatles appearing on the Ed Sullivan Theater stage 50 years ago. My God. What an exciting night that was. 50 years ago, the Beatles debuting. Now, look what you get. But
I wasn't going to say it.
By the way, if you actually remember seeing the Beatles appearing on the Ed Sullivan Theater 50 years ago, it could be time to ask your doctor if Cialis is right for you. Everybody in New York City has got the Beatle mania again, Beatles fever. I'm riding to work on the subway, and the guy next to me says to me, I want to hold your hand.
Everybody's got the
Tomorrow night, the Olympics begin from Russia, from Sochi. And a lot of pregame grumbling. A lot of people who go over there, athletes and everybody, they're saying, well, the hotels stink here in Sochi. In Sochi, when they tell you that your room is not ready, what they really mean is it hasn't been built yet.
Hello.
Yeah, Yeah, the hotels are lousy. The Olympic Village is a mess. The food is horrible. And, you know, well, that's what happens when you piss off gay people.
There's something to be said for that, right? No John Lennon, no George Harrison. Can it be that there's a Beatles reunion? I think that's something I'm thinking about. McCartney and Ringo, they're really great.
With the Lennon boys?
Really, yeah, maybe the Lennon kid's coming around.
And then the Harrison kid, too, right?
Yeah, right.
Johnny.
Yeah. The Night That Changed America, Grammy salute to the Beatles, airing on CBS on Sunday. 50 years to the night.
Imagine a world without the Beatles.
I was watching something last night, Richie, on CNN, as a matter of fact, a British invasion. So I haven't watched CNN for a long time, but I watched last night because Piers Morgan had on three comedians to pay tribute to Jay Leno. And then Deepak Chopra was on, talking about legalizing drugs, which I thought was pretty interesting. And then they went after that into this two-hour special that they had about the British invasion and all of the great groups that came over, basically highlighting the fact that they stole American music, brought it to England, right, and they brought it back again.
Yeah.
Which I find interesting. I can't give you the right time because I don't have my timepiece here, so you'll have to tell me what time it is.
It's 28 past the hour on the Good Day Show, Doug.
Thank you, Richie.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, people are always asking me what kind of treats can they give their dogs and their cats without worrying about making them sick. Well, I put a list together of the healthiest treats for your pet. Apples are fine, but you can't give the core of the apple because apple seeds contain chemical compounds that can be dangerous for your pets. You can give them blueberries, strawberries, watermelon without the seeds. They're not going to spit them out themselves. Fresh bananas or frozen bananas are fine. Green beans, carrots, raw or cooked, sweet potato cooked and cubed, squash, zucchini, lettuce, spinach. If you want to give your dog popcorn, let's say you're sharing a movie together, just make sure that popcorn is unsalted and unbuttered. Grapes and raisins are very dangerous. Garlic and onions are dangerous. Pick one of the fruits I just gave you as a healthy alternative to the treats. You know, those little biscuits you give your dog or your cat, some of them contain 50 or 60 calories. That's why they're getting chubby. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, played to train. So I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports. Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that. Took a break and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurred.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvita.
Morning win.
Pretty interesting entertainment weekend. In addition to the Beatles performance and the beginning of the Olympics, new movie called The Monument Men coming out, which looks like a pretty good movie.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway.
Now 33 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. I'm in Dallas this morning. And the essence of why I'm here, you'll hear a number of other talk radio people perhaps during the course of the day today make reference to the fact that they are at what we call the Talk Radio Boot Camp. There are about 190 radio hosts and another 140 or 50 ancillary people here, about 400, I think, maybe a little less than 400 people here at the Omni Hotel in Dallas to celebrate for the day some of the changes. There's always the networking that goes on, the people that want to know more about this, that, or the other thing, as this wonderful thing that we call talk radio sort of moves to the next level.
Whatever. Don't forget all the gossip and backstabbing. Yeah.
Of course, yeah, right. No backstabbing for me.
That's the fun part.
Nothing but the best. I wish the best to everybody. We have the coverage, and I was kibitzing last night with somebody about Bill Bennett and Imus. This guy works for the company that produces Imus, and no complaints with him, but boy, what about Bill Bennett?
Oh, really?
And I didn't play into that, but it's always fun. You're right.
Yeah.
It's too bad, but that's the way
it's just like any business. Whenever you get a group of people around from then, you've all been here, a group of people around from the same industry, and they start talking about what part works great and what part doesn't.
Yeah. There's a little of that.
Who does
Rich McFadden,
who
Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. The ladies are out. Jennifer's on assignment doing something else this morning. Busy bee that she is. And Roberta's stuck in a snowbank in Rhode Island someplace. So that leaves it to us to go through some of the issues. Interesting report out today on welfare. Welfare reform. There are 11 states, Richie.
Yeah.
That now have more people on welfare than are employed in the state.
I'll repeat that.
11 states, and I'll name some of them. It won't be a surprise for you on some of them. Have more people on welfare than they have actually formally employed. I'm not talking people who work below the radar screen, under the table, all of that stuff. Michigan is one of them. Ohio, Illinois, Kentucky, New Mexico. Let's see here. North Carolina, New York, Maine, California on the cusp. Can you imagine that? In New York State, there are more people on welfare. That is, there are more people getting government benefits. Not necessarily welfare. They're getting government benefits than are people who are not getting government benefits. Really? Isn't it? I mean, it's beyond amazing.
Yet you watch the news every night and they all tell you it's going great. Things are getting better. More jobs.
The average U.S. household below the poor, anybody who's in the household or anybody, if you look at the poverty line, and I think I disagreed with this, that there are three different numbers. Individual number is 34,000 something. Family is 48,000. But if you're below sustenance, it's like 24,000. So anyway, wherever you are, depending on whether you're an individual or you have a family, the people who are getting benefits average $168 a day in some kind of government support. I mean, think about it for a second. The average median household income in America is, as I said, 48.9 or something like that. That averages out to $137.13 a day. So that means the people who are getting government help on average are getting more than the people who are working at the median household income level. I mean, think about it. What's the message here?
Why work?
Yeah, that's the message. This is from Investors Business Daily, by the way. These stats and the survey is done by two or three different...
If I can't find a job that pays me more than what I'm getting from them...
I'm going to get right, exactly. That's what it is.
How can I afford to go work?
Mm-hmm.
I can't take the pay cut
right.
from welfare.
Yeah, right. Okay, so there's that. This fellow, Jose Salvador Alvarenga, that we've been speaking about this week, you know who he is, the castaway?
Yeah. So, Oh, yeah.
All right.
The guy was stuck in a boat for a year. And the guy with him, the kid with him, died. He survived
right.
on rainwater and fish and
yep.
something
blood
else.
From the fish and that
right.
kind of stuff. All right, so anyway, he was able to give some brief remarks to reporters yesterday, appearing kind of weak, less energetic than he has in the few days since he was rescued. Quote, he said, "I'd like to give thanks to the government of this place for their support. They gave me support. Thanks for taking care of me. I feel better. That's it." His doctor, however, said he was worried that Mr. Alvarenga's health has been deteriorating since he washed ashore. Remember, he landed on one of the Marshall Islands, as Richie suggested,
right.
He'd been lost at sea for a year.
13 months.
The doctor said the fisherman is on an IV drip for dehydration, being monitored for infections that could pick up from his first human contact. See, this is what's kind of interesting. He's all by himself and he's healthy.
Right.
He gets around people and he gets sick.
That's what I find amazing. They put him in a hospital and then boom.
Yeah. Taliban
somebody
has
made a statement to me yesterday regarding this that I thought you would find fascinating.
Yep.
You go to a hospital to get, what did he use, fixed. You go home to get well. You do not get well.
Yes,
in a
you do
hospital.
Not get well in the hospital. You get, there's so many germs and bugs there. Now, more people die in the hospital than any place else.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something to keep in mind, Richie. You are absolutely correct about that. The Taliban has announced that they captured a military service dog from U.S. forces. Now, this is probably going to bother more people. The fact that soldiers are getting killed over there every day. This is something that really bothers people. This is the first time a dog has gone missing and captured by the Taliban since we've been in Afghanistan. They had dogs that they lost over in Iraq. But who thinks about this? I would never have thought about it unless this had taken place. You every once in a while see a story about one of these dogs that comes back with the person who's been the operative, and the dog stays with the operative
right.
instead of going into a retirement home. But now the announcement has been made, and this footage has been released. The Taliban claims the dog's name is Colonel. The animal is believed to be the first dog to have been captured by the Taliban. All right. Next item of interest here, speaking of the Taliban.
Use some chuck steak to woo him over.
Hey, say that again?
They use some chuck steak to lure him out.
Chuck steak?
Yeah. Hamburger.
Oh, no, they don't have any of that. They don't have hamburger over there. You don't know that?
Lamb.
Well, they don't have
beef
per se. No, they don't have any beef.
I did not know that.
It's too expensive for them to... No, it's too expensive. They can't grow beef over there. They get whatever they can. There is, every once in a while, they get something that's wild boar and that sort of stuff. But the people over there, they don't have meat per se. They don't live on the same kind of meat. They eat dogs and stuff. That's what would be my... my worry about this dog, but he's more valuable to them for propaganda than anything else.
Yeah. Well, for the first week or so.
Yesterday, Kenny, was it yesterday or last night? Somehow or other, the U.S. Navy or the Coast Guard has captured a ship with $700 million worth of heroin on the ship. Now, what this does, and I couple this with the Taliban story, because the Taliban are responsible now for the flood. They always have been. Opium and what's grown to produce heroin comes from Afghanistan. The Taliban has made its money. The reason it survives is because you use heroin.
Right.
And now they're into it more than ever. They're trying to flood the U.S. market, so heroin is much cheaper, so more people get addicted to it, so that they take more of a toll on American society.
Philip Seymour
Hoffman
is
more dangerous.
Supporting the Taliban.
Perfect
There's
example.
70 packets that they found in his thing. He's paying the Taliban.
Yeah. That's what's going on. Those
American.
Of you who have wondered how the Taliban gets its support, how does it get money to kill Americans?
Pretty much any of you, you know who you are, who are using drugs, even if it's on the smallest level, you are either supporting the Colombian and Mexican cartels or the Taliban.
Yep.
One of the two.
And they're all killing Americans.
What's your play?
So you selfish bastards, those of you who use it. I can't think of a better way. That's very harsh.
It's just,
but that's what it's about.
Many times they don't think about that or
realize
they
don't.
When you're addicted to drugs, it's all about you. You don't care about, think about anybody else when you have any kind of addiction. But if you think about this for a second, think about those troops over there that come back. Leaving kids, leaving wives,
families,
and you helped fund it.
Yeah. Think about that. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Rich or Ken at DougStefan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day Show, and Twitter at Good Day. We'll check on what we have from people regarding Jay Leno's time at The Tonight Show. As a matter of fact, a video that we have today at DougStefan.com is a two-minute overview of his time at The Tonight Show. We'll have the audio from that in a moment. In the meantime, may I ask you to think about how healthy you're feeling today? How are you feeling? How's your, in general, have you had your physical this year? Do you know what your blood pressure is? Do you know what your cholesterol level is? Do you know what's going on in your body? If you're in your 40s and you don't know what your blood pressure is, shame on you. You need to find that out. I will tell you one way, if you have healthy blood pressure, to keep it that way is to be using Heart Factors Plus. Heart Factors Plus has ingredients that boost the amount of nitric oxide in your system. Nitric oxide is the new leveler. It levels the playing field, opens up your blood system so that more blood gets to your heart, to your head, to your muscles. People that are working out, you know, the serious bodybuilders are using all kinds of stuff, steroids and what is the other, carotene? It's not carotene. What's it called? This begins with a C. It's not carotene. It's something, anyway, you know what I'm talking about.
Sure.
This is, it's not glutamine. It's something or other. Begins with a C. Kenny, do you know what I'm reaching for?
Keep moving along. We'll look it up.
Seen it for a dozen times. You go in the health food store to get your supplements. Anyway, Heart Factors Plus helps people who are trying to invigorate their body. Keep your body healthy. Get the blood around. That's what Heart Factors Plus is all about. The benefits don't stop there either. Blood pressure levels are maintained, but overall circulation is improved. Keep your arteries clean and clear. It improves all kinds of things. Men and women are loving the fact that this thing makes them feel so much better and so much stronger. Right now, you get a free bottle and faster results than you ever thought possible or your money back. No questions ever asked when you try products from Chamonix. We talk about them here all the time. Heart Factors Plus is a real winner. Order it now direct from the manufacturer. Cut out the middlemen. Get the good product and save the money. 800 877-8560 for Heart Factors Plus, 800-577-8560. And mention Doug Steffen, you'll get a free bottle of a brand new CoQ10 product. Has a fish oil formula. This is just for trying Heart Factors Plus. Call now, 800-577-8560. That's Heart Factors Plus. Best thing you can do for your body. 800-577-8560.
Whenever I need to get work done remotely, it happens.
Office Max has a full range of tablets, so you can be productive from anywhere.
See? Now, about this presentation I need to send.
Office Max has a services center to do all your printing, binding, and shipping.
This is crazy. I think I need to sit down.
Office Max has the new WorkPro chairs that are designed to last.
Wow. If you need it for your business, you'll find it at Office Max, all at great prices. Restrictions apply. See storeofficemax.com for details.
Look, kid, you're new here. So let me tell you the three keys to a long, happy career. First, high heat gloves, page 2640 of the Grainger catalog. Second, intrinsically safe earmuffs, page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations, page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No. Grainger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The National Senior Games is looking for a new sport. Karate Kid Ralph Macchio has more.
I'm working with Post Shredded Wheat, which is a cereal I ate as a child, which is a heart-healthy cereal, and they have decided to challenge the National Senior Game, that this is the Olympics for people who are over 50. They're challenging the National Senior Games to add a new and more extreme sport to their roster of 19 sports. They're looking to add a 20th. So anyone could go online to postshreddedwheatgames.com, it's all one word, and choose from either judo, power walking, fencing, soccer, or weightlifting. It's a very easy site to navigate. Being that it's an Olympic year, it's a perfect tie-in to this. It nurtures a positive lifestyle, and it just seemed like the right partnership. Log on to postshreddedwheatgames.com, vote. You have until February 24th. And it also connects you with the regional games as well as the national games, which take place in 2015.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
All right, television time now. Jennifer's not here, so the duty falls to me to bring you up to date on a couple of important stories. I don't think there's anything more important, although the Beatles and all of that and the Olympics are going to be big on television. But the end of the Jay Leno time on The Tonight Show is really on a lot of people's minds. So what we did today, Kenny put together a video that runs quickly through his time in the past 22 years. Listen to the audio from our video of the day at DougSteffen.com.
Here's Jay Leno!
Let's see how y'all feel in 30 years.
Dear Mr. Leno, you're now the new host of The Tonight Show.
You're shocking and outrageous.
You're teasing me, right?
First Tonight Show lesbian kiss.
Dr. Schwarzenegger, am I correct?
You better believe it.
Guy at cheesehead.
You gonna put that on? That is the greatest Q-tip I've ever seen.
I know I know.
How can you tell? Like when you and when you look in the mirror, how do you know you're not seeing him?
Hi, what are you doing?
Now listen, what don't you like about it?
I never liked my big
car. It's a huge car.
It's such a huge car. You look like a raisinette.
This is the very first time, obviously, that I hosted The Tonight Show.
See, that's such a great Italian name, Leonardo DiCaprio. So that was you that blew his doors off. Well, that's
I blew a lot of doors off.
Yeah, I've never seen you make that pose in your life. It's kind of a...
Well, let me show you right now.
Take it off, get it on. Take it. I take it off, get it on. Anytime you would have to go undercover, for some reason, all major crimes either occurred in strip clubs. When was the dog supposed to be there, by?
President.
I thought it was like as soon as they moved.
Listen, this is Washington. That was a campaign promise.
This guy walks up to me and says, anybody ever tell you you look like George W. Bush?
I hate it. We have to change everything.
Lady Gaga.
Okay.
We got apples. Because I heard you haven't had an apple in a decade.
We've got a bunch of snakes.
And I'm going to...
Yeah. Oh, man, I feel...
Thank you, Jimmy Fallon.
Jay Leno, for carrying on the proud tradition of The Tonight Show host with such humor and class, and for being nothing but gracious and generous to me over the past years. I will do my best to make you proud every single night. Thank you.
I think you do a great job.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time for us to talk travel with Tom Parsons from bestfares.com. He joins us every week at this time. And the focus is going to be on travel when you get stuck in snowstorms like I did yesterday and like a lot of people have this week and frankly this winter. What's the best way to handle all of that? Plus some of the deals, the cruise deals, the things that will take you away from all this horrible weather. Tom has those highlights for us just a moment here on Good Day.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
Name's Mark, and this here beastly hog is Princess. Easy, Princess. Slow your roll. So how does this chopper cowboy save on motorcycle insurance, you ask? Easy. I just strapped on my savings chaps called Geico and bam. I'm saving so much, my princess, well, she gets treated like a queen.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Whenever I need to get work done remotely, it happens.
Office Max has a full range of tablets, so you can be productive from anywhere.
See? Now, about this presentation I need to send.
Office Max has a services center to do all your printing, binding, and shipping.
This is crazy. I think I need to sit down.
Office Max has the new WorkPro chairs that are designed to last.
Wow.
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at Office Max, all at great prices. Restrictions apply. See storeofficemax.com for details.
All right, Tom Parsons here for bestfares.com in Dallas, where I am. Matter of fact, I called Tom to invite him to dinner, Richie, last night, and he stiffed me.
Really?
He said he had more important things to do than to meet me for dinner last night. So I guess that shows you where I am,
you know,
on
Tom,
the totem pole.
As your staffers refer to Mr. Big Stuff, I can't imagine you passing up dinner with Mr. Big Stuff.
Well, you have to remember what time he called me. You know, it's dead till 11:15. It's midnight. I don't usually eat dinner.
It was a good thought.
I talked to Doug more this week, and I think I talked to anybody in my life. But he kept on talking about getting airplane tickets via Dallas. I didn't know he was coming here. I thought he was looking for a new airplane ticket.
No,
he can't.
All right.
You know.
So all right, let's talk about
that. Was a good That was a good lesson that happened to Doug last night, though. When you go to airports, in the case of Doug, You know, we know Doug never moans and groans about anything, but he was saying, you know, it's costing me $70 to ride a taxi from DFW Airport to downtown Dallas.
Yeah, that was pretty.
And you really got to look out for that stuff, folks. I mean,
yep, you really can get screwed around. Yes.
I mean, the same thing happens when you're in a car in San Francisco. Do you really want to rent a car for like maybe $150 for the weekend and say, well, for the week, and say, I had a great deal and you park downtown and all they want is $65 or $70 so you can park the car in the garage? You know, some places you gotta look at the rental car, and other places you run from the rental car. I would never rent a car in New York City. I mean, number one, you get a car, fine, they'll still charge you $70, but then you're gonna pay $25 every hour you park the car downtown somewhere. And you'll still maybe never get a space. So,
you know, I thought of that when I walked out. I looked at the rental car and I thought, you know what, I should just rent a car and drive downtown instead of paying $70. But I managed to talk the cab driver into a deal, so it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. And you have Uber here, right? I'm now a big convert to Uber. Any place I can use Uber, I'm going to use them. I used them yesterday to get to the airport. They are just the right antidote, and this is the reason why. I'm going to tell you one other story about this, and this is Richie says, what is in it for us? The essence of stupid taxi drivers who don't speak English. I get into a cab when I go back to L.A. on Friday night. He couldn't speak a lick of English. He rode around in the wrong, going the wrong direction. I told him where to go 4 times. He didn't go. So at the end, he presents me with a bill for $75. I said, I can pay you $75. He went the wrong way. He didn't listen to my directions. Took twice as long. But I gave him $40 and sent him on his way. And that's what you have to do with these guys, because otherwise they're going to rip you.
I think they just don't like you, and that's why they don't speak you. They speak English perfectly.
All right, how much time we got here, Richie?
You got 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Big deal of the week, Tom, from bestfares.com.
Oh, you know what? I'd still be looking. If you got spring break coming up, I'd be looking at it real hard right now. Some of the airfares, especially if you're going to Florida, you got to be very flexible. Just remember, if your school is letting out on a Friday, you know, Friday afternoon or evening, you really got to avoid those Fridays and Saturday departures, because the airfares for a one week getaway versus going maybe for 4 or 5 days, maybe leave on a Sunday or a Monday for 4 or 5 days, will cut your airfare in half.
Right. Okay? So be careful of the day that you go, basically. Check out the fares and the bargains at bestfares.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.